Kia ora, kia ora. It's Friday and it's just after 12 midday and you're listening to Marie on Faith Matters. We don't have Renee or Denise in the studio today. Renee is back in South Africa and I heard from her this morning. I think it's probably about 1 o'clock in the morning there, so we're going to let her sleep. And Denise is in France. She's trying to get used to all the different time zones she's been through, so we're going to let her rest up. Oh man, if you were in Whangaroa last night, how was that weather? I tell you what, that lightning was like going through an x-ray machine. It was pretty full on. So we're just going to head into some good sounds. We've got Safe Haven by Albert Street coming up. This is a good local band, good guys, some really good sounds, so enjoy.
I see the stars in the sky, how they light up the night, and I'm wishing they could all stay. 'Cause the prize in my mind, I'm defying my sight, looking less and less far away. 'Cause though my hope's climbing up like a ladder to the top, yeah, I'm staying in the safe haven. 'Cause if I lose all control, let it go, take a hold, might be gold for the occasion. But I'm not waiting for dreams to come true, just take all the chances in front of you. Not waiting for answers to appear, 'cause I could stay here or go higher. We ain't staying in a safe haven, no. You know I'm born of something new, born of just nothing. No, I could keep it down, living on the down low. The world is out there waiting. I'm seeing woods, a frown, flip it right round. Sometimes gotta change it, rearrange your game. 'Cause there's gonna be other ones that'll bring you down, will tear you up. Lost my mom, but I can't give up.
Cross my heart.
I could be the driver, brand new boat. With you and I could be in there too. So top of the class that everyone knew, playing the song for the world. If music's what you love, come join us too. Stepping out the safe haven, never something song. But I'm not waiting for dreams to come true. Just take all the chances in front of you. Not waiting for answers to appear. 'Cause I could stay here or go higher. We ain't staying in a safe haven, no. You know I'm born in something new, born in just nothing new. Just take a run to some new places. You know I'm born in something new, born in just nothing.
By the rule, give my soul to the Holy Ghost. Walk
place. Pull me, you're lost now, I'm found. Wander down, lead me now. Walking down, please don't go. Sip on love, lead on load. Lead that pride in that dust. Come with me now, need that trust. In the pumpkin pie of life, if I'm holding on that spice. In that whiskey on that ice. Hold my faith, don't hold that dice. Don't let me go. Lovely dawn of mine. When I walk in, please tell me your faith, heed all your breathless chords. When I sold it on my soul, me and myself found my soul. What I need is in your feet. If I look toward your way, what I see is all I need. Walking down in a field of haze till I found my
I'm sing your heart for me, every bit of my being. If I'm in my bed in the depths, arise on the wings of the dawn. Your love is evergreen, it's everything that finds me in your arms. All I know, the skies are no blue until I met you.
Evergreen Love, Strings and Heart. It's such a grey day out there today. I think we need a bit of a laugh. So I've got a bit of a joke here. I don't know if I'm very good at telling them, but here we go. Two little boys were at a wedding when one of them leaned over to the other and asked, "How many wives can a man have?" His friend answered, 16. For better, for worse, for richer, and for poorer. Here's one to brighten your day.
there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, if your screams don't make a sound. Oh, if your walls are cracked.
Two people, there's a spark between one.
gets torn apart, one gets a broken heart. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go, and fields of flowers grow.
I told the girl that you should treat her like a lady, yeah. She told me all the things you did and it was shady, man. She said that what you say and what you do are different things, but you were telling me that you were checking out the blingy rings.
Gone by Toby Mac. I have a question for you. Do you believe in miracles? Is it even a word that we know these days? Often we can say coincidence or, you know, things just happen by chance or not really sure. But, yeah, I'm going to share something that happened to me a while back. So if you want to know about that, stay tuned in and I'll talk about it real soon.
Of the night, I hear the echoes of my soul, whispers of love that I've been trying to control, yeah. But the darkness is calling and I'm lost in the fray. I need to find a way out before I fade away. It's never too late to make a start. It's never too late, just
depths of my mind, there's a world on my own, where the broken pieces fit and the truth is finally known. With every breath I take, I'm closer to the light. This time I'm trying to get it right. And it's never too late to make a start. Never too late to open, open up your heart.
And the sound of my own voice that echoes in my head, a constant reminder of the things I should have said.
Now the past is gone and the future's yet to be. I'm living in the present, where my soul can be free.
It's never too late to make a start. It's never too late, just open up your heart. It's never too late to make a start. It's never too late, just open up your heart. It's never too late. Make a start. It's never too late, just open up your heart.
Find rest.
Yeah, so I thought I'd share what I consider to be a miracle that happened to me quite some time ago now. So I'm just going to share a little bit of my story. So I had just dropped a friend off at the Hamilton Airport. It was very much a day like today, very overcast, drizzly rain, all of that. And I was on my way back. I had my son in the back of my car, young Potama. I think he was probably only about 3 years old. I don't know if you know that road, but and I actually haven't travelled it since the accident that I had there. But there's a bridge. That you come onto a sort of a bridge, and there's a golf course. I think is on the. If you're coming back from the airport, it's probably on your right-hand side. So I was heading onto the bridge, just doing the speed limit, as far as I know. And it's a bit of a corner on the other side of the bridge, a sweeping corner that kind of comes onto the bridge, and you kind of hit it really quickly, hit the bridge really quickly. And anyway, I'd already entered the bridge, and this guy come flying around the corner. And there was nowhere for me to go, and I, for those of you who have experienced an accident before, it's quite a surreal feeling. Everything seems to go in slow-mo. I could see he was coming around the corner. I could see his car had slipped out, and he was sliding over to my side of the road, and of course, I was still on the bridge. There was nothing I could do. And in a split second, we impacted front-on, head-on collision. And in the moment that it happened, like I say, everything slowed down. It was really surreal. And I remember the last thought I had was, oh, God, this is going to hurt. And as I had that thought, I saw this white balloon come out from the side of my door, and I felt my body push into it and bounce off. And that was it. The accident happened. I don't really remember a lot of it, except for afterwards. It was very, very quiet. And I remember thinking, is this the end? Because, you know, is somebody going to hit me on the road? But I'd actually been pushed off the road. The car behind me had, there was a car behind me and had ridden over the top of my side of the vehicle. And of course, the car that hit me in the front we'd had a head on, so both of our motors were gone. There wasn't a lot left of the three cars. And it was a total write off, a total wreck. The guy who hit me was doing 120 at the time. I found out later that he had an argument with his girlfriend and was upset and just really wasn't thinking. So there you go, things happen when we're under pressure and we're not really thinking about what we're doing behind the wheel. But the miracle being that white balloon that I saw come out from my door, I had an old car. A very old car. It was warranted and registered, but it definitely didn't have any airbags in the car at all. And I have photos, actually, of all the vehicles that were in the collision, and they are an absolute mess. My side's totally caved in, and even the... what do you call them, the people that come out, ambulances, police, that come out to accidents, you know, they kind of were staring at us like amazed that we were still alive, couldn't believe that we walked, me and my son walked out of that vehicle. I remember a police officer gave my Potama a little teddy bear, and all I remember was smashed glass around. Quite incredible. So that's my miracle. Why did I have that happen? I don't know. I don't know why miracles happen. I don't know why things turn out the way they do for certain people. But that's my story, and maybe it's jogged your memory of a time where something happened in your life which was just an absolute miracle. You survived. sometimes you get a question, you know, was that a coincidence? Did that really just happen by chance? Or is actually somebody watching over me? I like to think that somebody's watching over me, and I'm going to stick with that miracle.
Oh, shared life.
slowing down the time in the dandelion breeze. I blew a wish into the wind and you laughed to me. I gave you a smile and you said, what does that mean? Said I ain't ever been the kind to find a four leaf. Fell a little too hard, just a little too fast. Put my soul in your hands like a penny on the track. I've given you my heart and all the love I have, and I'm just lucky that you love me back. Yeah, I'm just lucky that you love me back. You don't realize the hand that you hold. Put goodbye on the table and you know that I'd fall. So baby, let it ride, but don't let it all in. 'Cause I'm always gonna be all yours, all in. Fell a little too hard, just a little too. I've given you my heart and all the love I have, and I'm just lucky that you love me back. Yeah, I'm just lucky that you love me back.
I can feel my heart beating in breath and
hope you are having a good day out there today, even though it is overcast and a bit of spring weather for sure. I was talking about my miracle before. Are we allowed to have more than one? because I've had more than one miracle in my life. I thought I'd share another one that I had when I was much younger. I was probably 8 years old. I was on holiday with my parents and my siblings. We were on a farm. We were with some other kids on the farm playing hide and seek. I think I was one of the younger crew. They didn't really want me hanging out with them, so they made me the counter while they went and hid. So there was a calf shed there. I went into the calf shed and I was counting away in there, and they didn't know I was in there, and they had hopped on the top of the roof of that calf shed and started jumping up and down on this tin roof. And before it collapsed, I was actually sitting in the middle and I heard this voice say to me, "Move now." And it was very much a male voice, and it was a very authoritative voice, very strong voice, and not a voice that I wanted to say no. I didn't even get a second thought. I just moved, and I darted to the corner of the shed, and as I did, the roof caved in, and when it did, I just gotten away enough, but I obviously left my foot out and my foot was sliced in half, cut all the nerves and tendons, and was just hanging on. And pretty gory. My whānau didn't even know I was in the shed because there was so much confusion going on. But then they saw the gory details and realised I was sitting underneath there. So, yeah, they hauled me out and I was taken off to Tauranga Hospital, not thinking that I would they'd be able to save my foot. But they did. They put all those nerves and tendons healed, came back together, and I have a working foot today, a big scar on it. Beautiful, big, beautiful scar. And I say that because if I had stayed in the middle of that tin shed before the roof caved in, it would have gone through, sliced through my head. And I wouldn't be here today. So, yeah, a miracle, a miracle. So at that time, nobody probably saw it as a miracle because there was so much chaos going on. But looking back on my life, I can see that miracle myself. And so were you allowed more than one miracle in your life? I guess we are. Aren't we lucky, and why do we have them? I don't know. But I tell you what, I see miracles pretty much every day, I think. If you're wanting to look, you will find things that are out of the ordinary, real treasures that are happening around us every day. Call them out. Call out the miracles, because there is the miracle maker, and you may want to get to know him. He's a pretty awesome dude.
Comes, I will hold to imagine. We've been waiting, we've been hoping, we've been praying, and the answer's been right here all the time. Have a little faith, show a little love, take some time and see what it does. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way when we love like Jesus. And just have a little faith.
That's a good thing to have on Faith Matters. You're listening to Marie, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. We're just about coming to the end of the show. A few more songs and I'm out of here on this dreary day. I might go home to a nice warm fire, I think.
Troubled waters and rising tides, anxious hands and a worried mind. Angry river wants to take me down. It's gonna watch me cross on dry ground. I'ma step off the bank and hold on tight. See the promised land on the other side. Ain't gonna be easy, but I won't stop now. I'ma just keep walking on dry ground.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of so when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause the rain or storm that can change how this is. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the black road is your glide. 'Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how to. Ever since grace got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something. Ever since grace got you. Ever since grace got you. Grace got you.
Got away with something, bubbling inside of you. Spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out. Celebrate when you can't articulate. Just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
was Grace Got You by Mercy Me. I'm coming to the end of my time sharing with you today. I've been talking a little bit about miracles. We didn't have Denise or Renee in the studio. They are just too far out there in the world doing their own thing at the moment. But they will both be back at some stage, I'm sure. Maybe when we get our time frames a little bit better and they don't have to wake up so early in the morning. But yeah, talking about miracles, I just encourage you to maybe think about the times in your life where something's happened out of the ordinary. Didn't expect that at all. Or maybe you got a second chance at life that didn't think you were going to get. Maybe encourage you to think a bit deeper about that. Where do those miracles come from? And maybe we need to give some thanks sometimes to our Creator who's out there looking after us. For whatever reason, these things happen. It's faith building indeed. So look after yourselves, folks. Have a great weekend. I don't know what the weather's doing. I think Saturday's probably going to be our better day, hopefully. If it is, get out there and enjoy this beautiful place that we live in. Connect to community, connect to your faith. And I shall see you here. Well, on air next Friday, same place, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I hold, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken, no, I won't be shaken.